House Democrats have a bill now proposing a 3.3% pay raise for federal employees in fiscal 2015. That's more than three times higher than what the White House is calling for in the fiscal 2015 budget request. Colleen Kelly is president of the National Treasury Employees Union. Colleen, I'm not one to put words in the mouths of my guests, but I would imagine that when you saw this bill, your response probably was, boy, it's about time, isn't it?
Yes, that's pretty close to what my reaction was. And it was also a huge thank you and appreciation to Jerry Conley for introducing the bill and for the eight co-sponsors, you know, already. So it was we're very, very appreciative that there are so many, you know, that are willing to stand up and say it's time.
I recall you testifying at the end of February about what number you thought would be a reasonable pay raise given where we are today. And I can't seem to remember, Colleen, what the number was that you proposed at that hearing. Do you remember what it was?
It was 3.3.
What a coincidence. Isn't
a coincidence.
Wonderful? No, I tease you, but this is a concerted effort that you've been making with these members, no doubt, and your colleagues in the coalition of employee unions and federal employee advocates have been working at this for a long time, right?
Yes, in fact, NTU has been advocating for a 3.3% raise for a number of months now, including at the end of February. We held our legislative conference and had hundreds of leaders from across the country in visiting with their members of Congress, and the 3.3% and our reasoning for it were at the core of the conversations that we were having that week.
I talked to my colleague Mike Causey today about this, and he gave the similar opinion to mine, which is for it to be a number like 3.3, there is some specific reasoning behind it. You didn't just pull that out of a hat.
We did not pull it out of a hat. If you look at FEPCA, the Federal Employee Pay Comparability Act, and you look at the formula that is supposed to be used to determine the annual raise, that would provide for ECI, which is 1.8, minus a half a percent. So that equals 1.3%. And that's what it should be at a minimum across the board. And we believe that the additional 2% for a catch-up in recognition of 3 years of a pay freeze and then a 1% this past January, that there has to be some kind of a catch-up factor in there. And we thought that was a reasonable one. It does not recover what federal employees lost for those 3 plus 1 year, you know, the 3 zeros plus 1. It does not make up for that, but we think it is a reasonable and a fair catch-up to put a significant dent in what federal employees lost over those years.
You've got Congressman Conley and Congressman Moran on the bill, and you mentioned there are seven or eight other co-sponsors on this. It used to be that you had members in this congressional coalition from both sides of the aisle. You still have Frank Wolf in on the Republican side to work with you on this issue. But your Republican friends are dwindling, and it strikes me that that might make your job a little more difficult because you don't really have anybody beyond him who can go into the Republican caucus room and make your case.
No, you're right about that. And we know that it will be a hard fight, but that's what NTU does, is we fight very hard for things that we believe in. We think this is a modest pay increase for a very deserving and dedicated workforce. I also believe that after today, now that this bill has been introduced, that we're going to see more supporters once they know that it's out there and they have the opportunity, you know, to add their name to it, and also once they have an explanation of where the 3.3 came from. I think that will be important for some, to your point, so that, you know, they know that it's not just a number that was pulled out of the air.
When you go to the other side of the aisle, and the reason, Colleen, that I'm focused there is because that's where a lot of the dissonances come from about federal employees, to be
Absolutely.
Very honest. When you go to visit members on the other side of the aisle, what's that education process like? No doubt you're hitting on the fact that every single one of these members has federal employees in his or her district.
We do, for sure. We highlight that. And sometimes it's a little bit frightening that they don't even realize the number of federal employees they have in their district. So that education process is very, very important. But it's also important, I think, and we have to be patient, especially with some of the newer members who have not been through this and who really don't know how FEPCA works or what federal employees have been subjected to over the past 4 years. So it is a very, at times, Francis, too slow of a process, to tell you the truth, and especially when we're, you know, trying to turn the corner here on four very, very rough years for federal employees. But at NTU, we are relentless for the issues that we believe in, and this is one of them. And so we will do what we have to do. We will, of course, formally be out there asking others to co-sponsor. We have not done that yet. We have not asked anyone to co-sponsor. And now that the bill has been introduced, we will be pushing for just that to happen.
I know you're not a predictor-type person, Colleen, but do you feel optimistic? Do you have a sense of positivity about this?
You know, I would say I am optimistic about the fight that NTU will put forward to make this happen. I can never guarantee the results, and we know that, but what we do guarantee for federal employees is the fight.
Colleen Kelly's the president of the National Treasury Employees Union. I wanted to ask you, while I have a chance, the labor management forums that have been underway, are you getting a sense that we're starting to see some momentum at the agency level or even inside the agencies and how those dialogues are taking place and the kind of impact they're having yet, Colleen?
Well, I would say it depends on the agency. There really is a very wide range of activity that we're seeing, some at the very low end where you wouldn't even notice the activity, and then others, you know, have had some successes and are very willing to share those. So at the National Labor Management Forum, many are coming in to share those successes with us so that we can then figure out how to replicate those in other agencies. So I would say there has been some activity, positive activity, but it is a very slow process, and especially at the national level. What we need to do is to encourage and support those agencies and those local forums that are trying to really tap into frontline employees and the ideas they have about how to do the work of the federal agencies better and smarter. And they do have a lot of ideas. We just have to get management and all the agencies to work with us, you know, to tap into that.
Is it slow because of the inherent nature of the process, or is there some kind of stumbling block that you've run across?
I would say it's both of those things. From a very specific agency and issue perspective, it depends on the leadership and on the focus that they put on it compared to other things that are going on in the agency. It depends on the managers within and how many levels of management there are between the top of the agency and where the frontline employees actually do the critical work of the agencies. It's about personalities, it's about power, it's about control, it's about creativity. There are so many factors, and that's why there's such a wide range, you know, of results to date. But again, we see it as an opportunity for employees' voices, and as frustrating as that can be at times, we're going to continue to do everything at NTEU to try to capitalize on what the intent was, we believe, of the executive order.
Well, Colleen, I know the bill is not a win, but I congratulate you on the 3.3, on at least getting it codified into legislation, and I look forward to having you keep us updated on the progress you make with it.
Thank you, Francis. I look forward to that.